Welcome to the second of the audio blogs for the Ingalls Land Archaeology Project up at Cape Grinnell. I'm Eli Boston of Bowdoin College. Today is Tuesday, July 1st, and I'd just like to start off, I guess the first one might have gotten cut off partway through. We're broadcasting from a satellite phone, which sometimes goes in and out of service, and also apparently there's a limit to the amount of time. So I'll make sure to keep an eye on that this time. So when I last left you, it was Sunday. So I'll start off with that. We were able to continue digging, and we had our full complement of everybody was here by that point. We started to find some very interesting things over the last couple days. We've found a piece of iron in a Cape Dorset site. The Cape Dorset people were the generation before the more modern Thule Inuit, and they actually had some access to iron, but it wasn't the typical iron used throughout medieval Europe. It was actually iron found from a meteorite in Cape York, and they would take pieces from that and use them to make little blades and stuff. So that's one of the things we found. Trine found that one. Fred has found a little ivory toggle from part of what would have been a dog harness in one of the more modern Thule houses. And Joanne has also found a bone handle for some sort of tool. Weather-wise, we've had just beautiful weather most of the days, near 50 or 60 degrees, and sunny 24 hours. But yesterday and today, we've awoken to fog, which has limited visibility to maybe 100 yards at most, and probably about averaging about 20 yards for most of the day, with it usually clearing up and getting nice and sunny and warm again just in time for dinner. So overall the weather's been pretty good, a little colder the last couple of days, but we are in northwest Greenland and you can't expect much better than what we've had. For those of you interested in the conditions, we'll have an update that every time. Couple days we'll take ice agency given all the or the sound, rather. And the last few days, there's been a little bit of melting from all the sun. So there are pools starting to form and a couple